Tom Kissingberry here. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't have Tom Kissingberry money. It's just me, Peter Howard, and Jake Anderson meeting at the Dynasty Crossroads once a week for 30 minutes to talk about one player at a time. We look at the film with Jake, we talk about the analytics with me, and we try to come to a consensus. We do have a pretty cool theme song, though.
Peter crunches numbers and Jake just grinds that tape.
Let the games begin. Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I'm hosting this week. I'm Matt Price. With me, as always, John Bosch, of course. We also have Russ Dynasty Outhouse, and we have Dwight Peebles, another fellow DLF writer, joining us this evening for three games. We'll start with John. I know you got a new podcast, buddy. Tell us about that and anything else you got to plug.
That's pretty much it for me. That's it's a quick hit one that I do on the Dynasty Trade Calculator feed, where basically I just go over one player that I think people might be pushing the panic button on each week. That's, of course, where I like to shop. I like to shop when other people are panicking. It might also, you know, be a panic sell. Like if there's some guy who blows up in a week and there's still hysteria around him, I might sell too. But for now, they've just been guys I'm going out and trying to buy.
Yeah, it's a great show, especially I'm loving the shortness of it. I can just knock it out real quick, just a quick drive to work, and it's great, John. So I'm glad to keep promoting that. Russ, what's going on, pal?
I love the shortness of his show because his voice just gets really annoying.
Right, right. An hour is just too much, John Bosch.
I'm good. It's awesome.
I agree. I agree with that.
you're supposed to be offended to make this fun.
If I could do a 30-second podcast, I'd be fine with that. That's better.
So as I was saying, it's wonderful to be here as always. Thanks for having me on, even though this is sort of my show now.
Yeah, but you don't get to play very often anymore, so I'm happy you're gonna get to play tonight.
Yeah, I've been slacking on my name games. I think that's the only reason I'm not hosting.
Dwight, how are you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great, guys. Happy to be back. Hoping to do a little better than I did last time.
Is this your second or third? It's your third, right?
Oh, it's my second.
Second one? Okay. Yeah, I remember you played against Tyler Schmidt, the listener, right?
And you guys did a Marvel name game right up my alley, and I still had no idea.
I know. I was so disappointed in you, Dwight. I designed that episode specifically for you, in fact.
Oh, that's right.
So, let's do a little better tonight, John, I'm assuming you want to start with the name game.
Oh, if we've got a name game in the mix, we have to start with the name game.
We do have three games tonight, including a name game. We're also going to play Apex Predator, and we're going to play kind of like the auction game we've played in the past a few times at the end of last season. We're going to do a draft this time. And it's going to be it's going to have some special components to it. So I'm going to save that for when we get there. But let's start with the name game. This name game is the name game nickname edition. So how this is going to work, you will have an NFL player and you will have another player. But I don't want the other player's name. I want the nickname of that player. Ooh. So again, just like normal, I will give it in the order. So if I give you the clue for the nickname first, that comes first and the player comes second, and vice versa. If you get it on the first set of clues, you will be getting 3 points, 2 points if you guys need another clue, and 1 point if you take all three clues.
All right.
Here we go. An iconic three-word XFL nickname and AFC West receiver. Russ.
Jeez, didn't even get to finish the clue.
He hate me, Cole Hardman.
Yeah.
That is correct. Job. He hate me, Cole Hardman.
Man, Russ.
I don't get to play a lot.
I wish Matt would have stopped reading the clue. Like,
that was the only one I would have.
I don't even think I got receive. I think I got receive out, but I don't think I've got the part of receiver out.
I don't even know if you got the division out.
I don't think you even got the division out. I knew exactly what it was going to be.
He said he hate me, and he's like, all right, I'll figure out the rest of it from here. Just,
Mecole Hardman was the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, well, I'm going with this one.
Yeah, that was good. Good job.
Next one. Nickname
that was a good of... Good warm-up. Let's get started now.
Nickname of former Oilers and Titans quarterback and AFC South tight end. These will not be all current players in this game tonight, by the way.
I think Russ.
Russ.
Air McNerick Ebron?
That is correct, Russ, for three more. Air McNerick Ebron. Nickname of a player. Just,
wait, no, hold on. We need to point out the fact that that's kind of poetic license on that one.
How is it? McNair and Eric.
Eric? Eric?
It doesn't matter.
You don't say air. How do you say Eric? Say Eric for me.
Eric?
McNerick.
Eric.
Eric.
Air and Nair. I don't know. I say it's them the perfect. Same, so it Move works along. For me.
I just he always gives everyone crap. I think
I do. It's true. I do. That's because mine always sound like the actual thing.
Just put him in the penalty box. He's not allowed to answer the next three questions.
Nickname of a player who was only there so he wouldn't get fined and AFC North wide receiver.
Russ. Beast Modell Beckham Jr.
That is correct. Beast Modell Beckham Jr. Russ is 9-0-0.
You guys have some sort of faster connection to each other. You're not even finishing the clues online.
I know. Russ is ridiculous.
This is crazy.
I hear that a lot.
Nickname of an AFC North quarterback and an AFC East tight end.
AFC East tight end.
Correct.
Okay.
The nickname for the AFC North quarterback and then the name of the AFC East tight end.
Oh.
Would you guys like a clue?
No.
Not yet.
Oh, I can't think of the guy's last name. Ah, frick. Okay, I'll take a clue whenever.
Yeah.
Would you like a clue about the nickname or?
Tight end for me, although I think I know the team.
The tight end plays for. Wait, hold on. I lost my place in my thing. Oh, there it is. Sorry. The tight end plays for the New England Patriots.
Damn it! I'm just on a brain lock with this guy.
Oh, Russ.
Russ.
Big Ben Watson.
Thank you.
That's
God.
Correct. Big Ben Watson.
How could I not remember his last name? That was terrible.
Also, would have selected Big Benjamin Watson. Next one. The nickname of a former Titans running back. And AFC South wide receiver.
You say AFC South wide receiver?
AFC South wide receiver.
And it was former Titans running back?
Correct.
All right. AFC South wide receiver.
Would you like a clue?
I'll take the wide receiver team if that's what everybody else wants.
I got nothing on either.
The wide receiver plays for the Tennessee Titans.
So it's a former Titans running back and a Titans wide receiver.
Oh,
that's
John.
Correct. John.
CJ2K J Brown.
That is correct. CJ2K J Brown.
I was trying racking my brain trying to think who starts with a K.
Yeah.
But for some bonus imaginary points, can anyone name the other two teams that Chris Johnson played for?
Cardinals
are correct. Jets. And the Jets for one season. All right. Next name game clue. Oh, we have two remaining. Clearly Russ has already won this game.
All right.
But the next one, nickname of former Bucks running back and controversial Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Russ.
Muscle
Hams Terrell Owens.
Muscle Hams Terrell Owens. That's correct.
Wow.
Nickname of AFC West running back and an AFC South wide receiver.
Say that one again.
The nickname of a current AFC West running back and AFC South wide receiver.
Current AFC West running back.
And what was the wide receiver?
AFC South.
God, I do not pay attention. I need to pay more attention to nicknames.
Yeah.
AFC South. Wide receiver, AFC.
So. Oh, Russ.
Russ.
J.D.D. Westbrook.
Actually, that works.
J. DeAndre Hopkins.
Correct. J.D.D.
I think we've had AFC West. Better. I think we've had AFC West wide receiver or AFC South wide receiver go that way before of DD and DeAndre.
We probably have.
Yeah,
that's because you think of the first one and you just stop. You don't like keep thinking of more possibilities. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, Russ pretty much crushed the name game 12-3. Oh, I actually didn't even add up the last couple of scores. So it's probably
don't worry about it.
I stopped counting at 12. Them. I stopped counting at 12.
Solid effort. Good Russ. Job, Dwight.
How you doing, Dwight?
You still with us, pal?
No comment.
All right. The next game, Russ, would you like to play Apex Predator or Rookie Draft Trade Value?
Rookie Draft Trade Value.
Oh, I want to try this Rookie Draft Trade Value thing.
Okay. So this is going to work kind of like how the auction game worked, where you're going to need to pick one player from each of the four positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. You must also pick a super flex position, which can be a quarterback, but it doesn't have to. You're only going to select rookies in this draft. At the end of this exercise, whoever has the highest total trade value amongst their five rookies will be the winner of this game. Do you guys have all paper? All have paper?
We're, of course, using the DLF trade analyzer, right?
We are, of course, using the DLF Trade Analyzer, and also we are sponsored by the DLF Family of Podcasts, which I neglected to mention at the beginning of the show, as I always do, even though it's in bold at the top of the agenda. Do you guys all have pen and paper?
Yep.
Okay. So we can't we can only go like three deep at each position, except for then Superflex, right?
You can only go one deep at each position and two at Superflex.
No, I mean total, though, because there's three of us.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So to determine who gets to select where they would like to draft in this order, I would like you to write down on your paper a number between 1 and 100. Reveal. I can't see any of them. Oh, wait, I see Russ says 61. Dwight has 77. And John.
Mine said 1.
Well, Dwight is the winner with 78. If you could see any of that, it's on there. Oh, I promise. Yeah. 78 is on there.
Hey, I did something right this episode.
You won something. Yay. Dwight, would you like to
play? 3 points, baby.
Dwight, would you like to select first, second, or third?
We've all seen Dwight do a draft before. He'll screw it up for me.
All right, we'll do first.
Dang. You're going to select first? Okay. Yes. Russ, you want second or third?
I'll take the turn. I'll take third.
Okay. And John, you will be the meat in the Dwight and Russ sandwich.
That's fantastic.
Just how I planned it.
That's where I've always wanted to find myself, quite frankly.
Gross.
And we just lost whatever listeners we had.
Don't pluralize when you don't need to.
Okay. Dwight, lead us off. Which rookie would you like to select at 1.01?
Kyler Murray first.
Kyler Murray, number one off the board. Jonathan.
Nope, not Jonathan.
I know. I just like to call you that anyway.
I'm going to go. I'll go Josh Jacobs and I'll see what Russ does.
What do you think you're going to do, Russ, for two?
I don't know. I was kind of hoping he wouldn't take Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
I'm going to take DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf and
David Montgomery.
And David Montgomery.
We are scoring this on a super
flex. That's your super flex. We are scoring this super flex. Okay. Yes.
Well, I'm going to take Daniel Jones then.
1 second. Russ got, who was your second one?
Montgomery.
Okay. You're going to take Daniel Jones. And Dwight, you are up for two.
Miles Sanders.
Damn. And?
Dwayne Haskins.
All right. Update. Dwight has a quarterback, a running back, and a super flex filled. Russ has wide receiver and super flex filled. Wide receiver and super flex filled. And John has quarterback, running back filled.
I have running back and wide receiver.
You have running back and wide receiver. Yes.
That's correct.
Sorry. I wrote your running back in the super flex spot for some reason.
I'm going to go Hollywood.
Hollywood Brown at wide receiver. Russ for two.
Minshew.
Oh, that's a fun one. How updated is this?
Right, that's what I'm kind of hoping.
I updated this afternoon at lunch.
Yeah, so. I think DLF's on top of their updates. So,
I hope they're not that on top of it.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. But we're going by with what I wrote down at lunch. So
go check again, Matt. Can you go check again?
I can afterwards, yeah.
All right, I'll scoop up Hawkinson.
And Hawkinson.
All right, well, that means I'm taking Fant.
Fant. Dwight, for your final two picks, you need to fill wide receiver and tight end.
I'll do N'Keal Harry and Dawson Knox.
And Knox. Of course you'd make me go and look up an actual – make me look up one and not take –
Sorry.
Which – oh, I guess you shouldn't – I guess you shouldn't say it. But.
John?
Gosh, I don't know which one might be more valuable. I know which one I'd rather have, but I don't think I'm in line with what the value is going to say. I will go with Terry McLaurin.
Good pick.
F1.
Nope. I'll just call him Terry McLaurin.
That will slot into your Superflex spot. And
yeah,
Russ, you have a Superflex spot.
Not a big fan of starting a position player there.
Yeah. Good pick, though.
Is my last pick?
It is your last pick.
Crap, I have to remember who else is a rookie.
Ryan Finley's a rookie. Just saying.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. If you got to get a super flex, you know, he's a quarterback. He's a rookie. Drew Lock. There's all kinds of options.
You want to give me a good option?
Not really.
I'll go Mecole.
Yeah, that's a good option. I was considering we're finished now, right?
We are finished.
I was considering Madison.
Singletary, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now,
both of them.
Singletary, yeah, those are good
now,
ones.
Now, talk amongst yourself while I do a bunch of math. All right, so here's how the scoring breaks down. We'll start with Russ, who finished in third place, unfortunately. Gardner Minshew was worth 175.6 points. David Montgomery, which is the fourth most valuable quarterback. That's pretty easy to predict. David Montgomery. He selected as his running back, coming in at 293.8, the third most valuable running back. DK Metcalf comes in as the third most valuable wide receiver at 212 points. And TJ Hawkinson, the most valuable tight end, 210.9. And Mecole Hardman in the Superflex, only 125.3, for a total of 1,017.6. Drew Lock was 136.9, by the way. All right, Dwight, you're second, which means John wins, obviously.
Yay!
Dwight selected Kyler Murray, who is the most valuable player in Superflex still at 497.7. Miles Sanders, the second most valuable running back at 363.1. N'Keal Harry comes in as the fifth most valuable wide receiver at 204.7. Dawson Knox, the third most valuable tight end at 65.5. And Dwayne Haskins, the third most valuable. Minshew is actually the third most valuable quarterback by 1.2 points. Dwayne Haskins is the fourth most valuable quarterback at 174.4. So you got that right.
You had to choose Russ. Today. Which one would you guys take right now if you had to choose Haskins. Between Haskins or Minshew?
Haskins.
Minshew.
Minshew.
Haskins for me too, Matt.
Yes.
Well, at this point, I just got to stick with what I've taken already. So
it's true.
No. I mean, like in a real league, given that choice.
John at quarterback, Daniel Jones, the second most valuable quarterback, 262.3. Jacobs, the most valuable running back at 464.6, only about 33 points behind Kyler Murray. So right there with him. Hollywood Brown at wide receiver is the second most valuable wide receiver at 218.2. Noah Fant, the second most valuable tight end at 152. And your super flex position is the most valuable wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, at 230.4 for a total of 1328. So you just beat Dwight by less than 100 points. So
nice.
Good job, John. I guess you rock the
screw auction
and the draft.
Yeah, I'm done with auctions. I'm moving all draft from here on out. Yeah. Everybody that's in my auction leagues, those are all canceled going forward.
Any surprises there for you guys? I'll tell you mine. I am surprised that Terry McLaurin is the most valuable wide receiver in the dynasty.
I kind of am.
The football trade analyzer. I still prefer DK Metcalf 10 times out of 10.
Yep.
And Marquise Brown probably. And probably AJ Brown too, if I'm being honest.
I don't have either of those receivers on teams because I don't feel the same way about them that the community feels about them. So... But I knew that how we were scoring off of DLF, which I know DLF takes into account the community more than my individual opinion. So
It's true. The community and the rankers and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. I'd say I'm going to have to start doing rankings just so I can like skew this stuff in my
so you can affect the.
I'm pretty sure if I turned in like actual rankings, they might turn them back and say, no, we can't post this. You're an idiot.
I was also a little bit surprised. Dawson Knox coming in at 65.5 over Irv Smith at 59.3. I know Irv hasn't done a whole lot, but I don't know. I think he's done a little bit more than Knox. So
give that 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Who was the wide receiver four, Matt?
Wide receiver four was AJ Brown at 205.4, okay. Just ahead of N'Keal Harry. And then Debo after that, then Mecole Hardman, and then Preston Williams.
Matt, I agree with you. I like AJ Brown still as probably my favorite. I don't know, probably
he,
Harry.
Man, he it's looks
probably Harry, AJ Brown, and then DK Metcalf for me.
He looks like he, I don't know, like spent the entire offseason in a weight room. That dude is so much bigger to me in an NFL uniform than he was in college. It's ridiculous. That guy is going to be, if they can get him a quarterback.
He looks good. He's the guy I have a decent amount of.
So I have I'm zero. Really, I have zero because I hated the landing spot and I regret
yep.
it.
Same.
Okay, we have a 1-1 tie. Russ has got a game. John's got a game. Dwight, maybe you can get this third game and we can play a tiebreaker that I don't have yet.
Hunger Games.
All right. This is Apex Predator. You guys that have listened, you probably remember how this game is played, but this is basically we're going to be naming the top scorers for the entire 2019 season so far at each position except quarterback. So this is PPR scoring for running back, wide receiver, and tight end. There are 9 weeks, obviously, for each position that we have. There are a couple of repeats, so don't worry about that. But, yeah, so we're going to just gonna go round robin. We're going to be doing this. Just going to score as many points as you score, and at the end of it, we'll see who has the most points. Really scientific, you guys. All right. Let's see. John, you won that last game, so you can go first.
All right. Well, has Christian McCaffrey been the top scorer at running back at all this year?
You know, he has. In 2 weeks, weeks one, he scored 42.9, and week nine, he scored 37.6 points.
He is not bad, Matt.
He's pretty good. I tried to tell people that, but, you know, they're finally coming around. Russ.
Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper was the number one scoring tight end in week four with 22 PPR points. Dwight.
Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones is correct. Week seven, 43.3 points.
Oh, we're going back to me, right? So
yeah, back to you.
Okay. Darren Waller.
Darren Waller is correct. Week three, 27.1 points. And week seven, 31.6 points. You know, in the future, I probably could do this now, but I'm not going to. But in the future, we should probably, if you get a multiple week score, add an extra bonus point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this time though.
No, not this time.
Of course not. We don't want to go crazy. No. Can we put it through a league vote? Oh, denied. Okay.
Russell.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is of course correct. 41.6 points in week eight as the top running back scorer. Dwight.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook in week two with 28.1 PPR points.
Chase Edmonds.
Chase Edmonds, week seven, 35 PPR points.
DJ Chark.
Say DJ it. Chark is incorrect.
Oh, you still need to say it, Russ.
No, not going to do it. I don't do things that are expected of me.
You're not going to do it? Okay.
Dwight.
I think you did.
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans is correct. In week three, scored 45 points. And in week eight, he scored 42.8 points. And I believe he was the second. He was number two in week nine. So he's pretty good too.
How about his buddy, Chris Godwin?
Chris Godwin was the number one receiver in week four with 41.2 points.
Go Jameis.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is incorrect. Russ falling behind. Dwight.
Kittle.
George Kittle is correct. Week five, he was the number one scoring tight end with 20.8 points, PPR points.
Ooh, all right. We're getting in some of the ones where I feel. Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett in week nine, 40.2 points.
I was deciding between him and Michael Thomas who to say, and clearly
there's still one week nine performer left to go.
No, I don't. Quiet you, because I think I have that written down. And that's one that I think is sneaky. Did you tell us which position it was?
I did not.
Oh, damn. I should have been paying attention when you gave out those.
Oh, well, Stefon Diggs.
Stefon Diggs is correct. 43.5 points in week 6.
How many wide receivers do we have left? Are you allowed to tell us that?
Sure. As long as everybody else is okay with it.
Yeah.
3 receivers left.
Okay, so we need 3 receivers. How many running backs do we need?
You need 4 running backs.
And tight ends?
5 tight ends.
Oh, lots of tight ends. All right. Inconsistent.
Scores right. Currently Russ 3, Dwight and John 4.
Hawkinson.
Like Hawkinson.
Early, he had a big, huge one, didn't
wasn't
he?
Week 1?
Jonathan.
Oh, okay, so Hawkinson was a yes. All right.
Hold on 1 second. I think, John, you started this game, right?
I did.
And you have not missed one, correct?
Correct. Neither has Dwight, I don't think.
Correct. All right. I got
think
it.
I remember Dwight missing one.
Did Dwight miss one?
I'm going to miss the rest of them.
No, I had one scoring off, so I just wanted to make sure I had it correct. Okay, John.
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen is incorrect.
Oh, damn. I blame Peter.
I would.
Me too.
He's poisoned my brain and make me think that he's the best wide receiver in the world.
Is that Peter or Dwight?
Oh, it's both, Jake. But it's mostly Peter. Peter loves
Jake, I love you, but you're a little bit insufferable about Adam Thielen.
They're not wrong. He is very, very good.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Damn. All right. Oh, I had 2 other receivers written
Russ.
Down. Now I'm annoyed.
Evan Engram.
Evan Engram is correct. Wow. I don't know what that word, but it's correct. Evan Engram was the top scoring tight end in week 1 with 28.6 points.
Ooh.
Chris Carson. I don't know.
Chris Carson is incorrect.
All right. Have we said Nick Chubb?
We haven't.
Then
we have now. Week 4, 39.3 points.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. They actually only have 2 running backs left because Aaron Jones was also the leading scorer in week 5 with 49 points.
I think I said him, earlier. So I'll take the bonus point.
Yeah, no.
Amari?
Amari Cooper is incorrect.
I knew he put up like a 40-point week. I just didn't remember if it was... We have 3 2 more, wide receivers, 2 running backs, 3 tight ends.
How many
2 running backs, 3 2. Receivers, and 4 tight ends.
Okay, it's the Dwight, right?
Yeah, James Conner. Right.
Go ahead and miss this, Dwight.
James Conner.
James Conner is correct. Week 6, 30.9 PPR points, 1 running back to go.
All right, I'm going to take a shot and go Eckler.
Austin Eckler is incorrect.
Oh, I thought you had it, John.
I thought I did too. I have 2 running backs written down and thought maybe he had one. Dang it.
Was Tevin the number one last week?
Tevin Coleman was not the number one last week. He just missed out by Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones got him.
I'll try Davante Adams that one week he had that huge game.
Davante Adams is incorrect. All right. Running back, 3 receivers, 4 tight ends still available. Dwight is up but 5. John has 4. Russ has 3.
I'm going to go Hollywood Brown. Right. I know Hollywood had some massive weeks.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
I guess we're at this point we'll start saying.
No, keep going. We'll get there.
Okay. All right.
Wow. That's a fun sound to hopefully edit out.
Nope.
It's you, Dwight.
No, it's Russ.
That's me.
Oh, it's Russ. I'm sorry.
Armchair host over here.
I'm just trying to move it along.
So, to your next wrong answer?
Probably. Maybe not.
Did Tyreek get a number one?
Tyreek did not. Dwight, you need to seal this game up.
I'll go Disley.
Disley is incorrect.
Good one. Oh, dang. All right, I'm going to go Ertz because he just had a massive.
Zach Ertz is the top scorer in week 9 with 25.3 points.
So we got 1 running back, one running back, and we need three of the wide receivers, three tight ends.
All correct. Right. There's still some pretty good players on this board. Yeah. At least one that you guys certainly should get.
Oh,
I mean, Kelsey?
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but I just figured like we should say his name.
Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins, week one, a 46.8 PPR points.
Good pool, Dwight. All right, I'm going to go with, did Fournette have any big weeks yet?
He did, but not big enough to be all the number one overall he scorer. He hasn't scored any touchdowns. Yeah, he has like, what, two touchdowns this season?
I don't know. You know, I don't pay attention to stats after that happened. So there's still one more running back. Clearly, it's Joe Mixon. I hope it gets back to me.
Ooh, I was just thinking that.
If that worked, I would have given you some pretty big props.
Oh, it's... I don't think anybody would fall for it being Mixon. Not in 2019.
I mean, I don't think he's had that great of a year, but we haven't said Saquon Barkley yet.
We have not, and there's a reason for that, because he has not been a top scorer in the NFL.
I figured. I just still needed to say it just for Brian's sake.
He's no Christian McCaffrey.
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews is correct. Week two, 25.2 PPR points. Dwight pulling ahead. 7-5-3.
He's up by two on me?
Jeez. Yep.
So I have to get the rest of them to win this game.
Yep, pretty much, Russ. Right. Stand by for the tiebreaker, hopefully.
God, what running back are we missing? Wasn't Tevin in the week that he had a huge week, he said. I was Kamara had a blow-up week.
Is it your turn?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, he just...
Dwight just
I'm just messing with you. That's correct. Week three, 37.1 points. Nice work.
Glad we forgot Kamara.
Yay, Kamara.
Running backs are done.
It's because Kamara hasn't played. That's why we've forgotten him, Russ. He's been a little...
Yeah.
Not been in our lineups lately.
He's been Tedified, too. Bridgewater-fied. Bridge frozen.
Latavius seemed to do okay when he was out there.
Ooh.
I'm a huge Kamara fan. Don't take that as Kamara slander.
Nope, too bad.
I just heard that John would trade Kamara straight up for Latavius Murray. Go make that happen.
Yeah, that offer's getting published.
Well, I think we just found the next panic room.
You send me that offer, it's getting posted in the chat.
Russ.
DeAndre Hopkins.
That is incorrect.
Didn't he?
I'm just going by what Fantasy Pros tells me. We can look it up later and confirm, but I'm pretty sure I have the right numbers written down.
Oh!
Stat correction. Is it my turn? Are missing the number one overall wide receiver score for the entire year.
I think I got it.
It's Dwight's turn.
Dwight, give a wrong answer.
Hunter Henry.
That is correct. Week six, 30 points.
All right.
You have one tight end and two receivers left.
Will Fuller smashed 1 week.
He did. In week five, he scored 53.7 PPR points.
All right, Dwight, you got to get one wrong here. So we got one tight end and two wide receivers left, right?
Nope. One wide receiver, one tight end.
One of each. Okay.
Oh.
8-7-3.
Russ, I'm okay with you getting one right here. Go ahead and steal one.
Yeah, Dwight needs this pretty bad.
I got it.
Oh, wait, no, Russ is next, right?
Russ is after me. Jordan Reed. Nobody has said him yet, Russ.
The last two names are the most difficult two names, too, I would say.
Cooper Kupp?
That is incorrect. Somehow Cooper Kupp has not been the wide receiver one.
I had him written down. Glad you went with him.
No, you're not.
See, I get the names out of the way.
Oh, I think I have a wide receiver. That's it's only one left. Hilarious.
Well, it's Dwight's turn.
It is Dwight's
turn. I know. It is Dwight's turn.
Mike Williams. I don't know.
That's incorrect. John?
Yeah.
All right. There is this guy that can't catch a ball, but he had one good week. Nelson Aguilar.
That is incorrect.
Oh, damn. God. Does anybody remember that week he did blow up? He had a huge week one.
Was that this year?
I wouldn't call it huge. But it was a usable week, which you know is huge for Nelson Aguilar. So, you guys all saw the guy was like, I'm catching the babies out of the window, unlike Nelson Aguilar. That was my favorite thing this entire season so far.
Aguilar reached out to him too, and he's like, "Dude, come to the game."
And he like gave him
awesome.
Yeah, he gave him like tickets and all kinds of stuff. That's pretty cool.
The whole thing was entertaining.
Which is not something you expect from anyone in Philly, really. Noah Fant is incorrect.
All right, he was another, not the high scorer.
Damn. Another off the wall wide receiver here.
You guys want to call this, or
no?
You
think you're gonna get it? No, we've got two to get, Matt.
Yeah, but
Gerald Everett.
Go deep. No,
DeMarcus Robinson.
DeMarcus Robinson is correct. Week two.
Yes!
What?
35.2 PPR. I remember that because I put Sammy in my lineup. Week two was like, oh yeah, I got wide receiver one Sammy. And then
same thing, Matt. And Bix. Sammy did nothing, and DeMarcus did everything we wanted Sammy to do. Oh, well, it comes that, down the it's who gets ties, the tight end.
That ties it up. So Russ, you're out. Dwight and John, you guys can go back and forth for all this right, last one. It is on Dwight.
All right, hold on. I'm going to write down one guess.
I'm going to, if you guys don't get it in these next two, I'm going to start giving clues.
Johnny Smith.
That is incorrect. John.
RSJ. He had a big week once.
That is incorrect. Didn't we have the first clue? This team, this tight end plays in the AFC.
Okay. I think it's back to you, Dwight.
Dwight.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I feel like I should get the clue first next time. Man.
I feel like I should get a guess.
I'm not okay with that. Well, yeah, I guess because then me and Dwight would each get half a game. That works. In the AFC.
What did you say?
Answer Donald.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I can't think here.
Darren Fells.
That is also incorrect, but a good guess.
Oh, that's what I wrote down.
Oh, good job.
I wrote down Fells.
All right, next clue. This is a tight end in the AFC East.
Ryan Griffin.
That is correct. Ryan Griffin. Nice work, Jerry. 24.6 points.
You pull out DeMarcus Robinson and you get call something rigged.
All right. So our tiebreaker.
I pulled it out because of the exact reason Matt gave, because it burned me.
And everybody spent a ton of money on him. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So Dwight has won a game. John has won a game, and Russ has won a game. So I have a feeling Russ is not going to be excited about this tiebreaker.
I won the game most convincingly, so I should just.
That's true. You really did.
A Marvel main game?
No. No, not at all. We are going to.
It's not Christmas themed, is it?
No.
It's Elf. It's Elf again. Bring back Elf.
Yes, I'm going to recycle Russ's name game for the Elf right now. No. We're going to do a similar thing as we just did, except we're going to do quarterbacks, and we're going to go in order. So this is going to be an elimination game. We're going to name the top scoring quarterback of the entire season, cumulative, not PPR, not points per game. And we're going to go in order until you guys are all out. How about that? So, Dwight, you won this one. You get to go first. Who is the number one scoring quarterback in the NFL this season?
Do you even have any tickets? Russell Wilson, but.
That is correct. Russell Wilson. John.
Oh, shit.
Number two.
I have no fucking idea.
Andy Dalton. Come on.
God.
I mean, I have two guesses. So, one of them.
All right, I'm going to take the sucker answer because it really feels like he's the sucker answer, right? Oh, man. I'll say Mahomes.
Mahomes is incorrect. He's missed two games, John. What are you doing?
I don't pay attention to this shit.
You don't pay attention that he's missed two games?
I knew he's missed two games, but he scores a shit ton when he's in.
All right, well, he's quarterback 13 on the year, so you're out.
Shocking. And I don't pay attention. You know I don't pay attention to stats afterwards.
Oh my God.
They don't matter.
You don't pay attention to someone who hasn't played for two games?
No, I know that he hasn't played for two games. I have no idea how many points he's scored on the season.
Probably less than everyone else because he's missed two games.
And he's still outscoring half of the quarterbacks in the NFL. Well,
that's fair. But half of the quarterbacks are, bad.
All right, I'm going to go with my QB2 in Deshaun Watson.
That is correct, Deshaun Watson. Good Dwight, job. Who is quarterback 3?
Lamar Jackson.
Correct. Russ, who's quarterback 4?
So many better answers now than Mahomes. Well, I would say it gets tough earlier. But Dwight, we really need Michigan State to step it up here.
Yeah.
I was really hoping you'd say something that would spark like a guess, but I'm not guessing Kirk Cousins right now. Matt Stafford.
Ooh, quarterback 6. That's it, I guess. Congrats, well, Dwight. You won the whole damn game. Oh, you're right. Dwight does have the name. You're right. Dwight does have the name one.
He also got the clues first, too, Ross. Jeez, and then it's almost,
Actually, we'll guess Cousins.
That's incorrect. And actually, I don't think he needs to because he's already gotten two correct and you've only gotten one correct, Russ. But we'll keep going just for fun. Russ, who's number four?
No, we're not done yet.
We're not? Okay. Russ says we're not done, so we're going to keep going. Who's number four, Russ?
Where'd Cousins fall?
It's got to be Dak.
Dak Prescott. That was going to be my guess.
Dak Prescott is correct. John?
You said we were going just for fun.
No, I didn't.
I heard you say, yes, play it back. You said, we'll just go on for fun.
And I said it wasn't just for fun. I said we're not done.
I said Russ says it's not for fun, so we'll keep going.
I missed that part. I was distracted.
All right. This is it.
God damn it. I'm sorry.
We're going to end this game. The next incorrect. This doesn't work either. John, you fucked it all up.
I was going to say anyway.
Listen.
Dwight got two answers right.
Listen. Listen, you guys have named five of the top 10 scoring quarterbacks. You've named Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and who did I miss? Oh, Matthew Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
So there are five left. The quarterbacks are number five and then 7 through 10. Both of you write down five quarterbacks that you think are the other five in the top 10.
Put them in order because otherwise they're going to get it. Like, you know, just with our luck, they're going to get it, right?
Sure. Put them in order.
Oh, come on.
John wants to make, I'm not going to necessarily respect that order. Put them in the order that you think they are in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Only if you need to go to the order. Because you know they're both going to
We'll use the order as a tiebreaker.
It's just the way
this is. A tiebreaker.
While they're writing that, I'll say why I realize I probably have no idea who the top scoring quarterbacks are. You see what quarterbacks I typically play, right, Matt?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean,
all right, I got it.
Brandon Allen, baby.
Sorry, next time, John, we'll start from the bottom. We'll start from quarterback 32, and we'll see how much if it helps you out.
I might be able to nail those quarterbacks.
All right, you guys got it?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest. Dwight won. I'm just being a jerk about it.
Yes, you are.
You guys got five? Okay.
Yeah.
Dwight, read me yours or just hold it up closer, I guess. I can't see it.
Great thinking. This podcast is such a visual medium.
Rodgers, Kyler.
Kyler, yeah. Josh Allen, Brissett, Winston. I don't know.
Allen, no, you said Jameis. Jameis, Cousins, and what else, Russ?
Wentz.
We are in Wentz. And what were yours one more time, Dwight? Sorry.
Oh, I thought we already ruled on Cousins something else because Cousins would be in there.
Cousins was not in the top 10.
Okay.
So he's already.
Oh, and I wrote down Cousins. Oops.
Rodgers, Murray, Josh Allen, Jacoby Brissett, Jameis Winston.
I don't think Wentz is in there either. See?
Okay. Number five is Aaron Rodgers. You guys both got that correct. Number six. Oh, wait, it was Matthew Stafford. We said that. Number seven, yeah. Kyler Murray. You guys both got that correct. Number eight, Tom Brady. No one got that correct.
Oh, I do have him on some teams.
Number nine, Carson Wentz.
Oh, Wentz is out there. Good job.
Wait, who said Wentz?
I did.
Russ, right? Yes. And number nine, Carson Wentz. Number 10, Jameis Winston.
Russ had him as well.
So I think I think that's Russ's game, 3-2.
I think Dwight should file an official protest.
I think Dwight actually wins this game, but Russ won this stupid tiebreaker that I just prepared on the fly. So, Dwight, congratulations, man. You are the champion.
Thank you, man.
Imaginary points for Russ.
Russ did get, and you got an imaginary point earlier this game. So,
oh, sweet.
Russ will not have to be edited for the name game. He got him so quickly.
Yeah, that's like somehow after a 5-minute name game, this has been an almost an hour episode somehow.
Because we couldn't end it.
Well, we had to wait 20 minutes while you did math.
That's true. I couldn't do math, so I'm sure that was mostly my fault. Well, that was fun, you guys. Hope you all had fun listening. We had fun playing. Dwight, anything to plug or, you know, this is your soapbox moment. You defeated John and Russ, two other hosts of this podcast. Anything you'd like to say to them or anyone else?
Nice. Just thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back on. After my last time, I thought I'd never get invited back on again. So
you're going to come back and host at some point, don't you, Dwight?
I want to do the singing. I heard you got some games.
I want to do the singing name game, man. Come on. It's with the audio clues. Anyways, I just listened to Debbie Happy Hour and my writing's at DLF. So, that's about it, man.
Thanks, Dwight. Russ, John, got anything?
No, I don't. Congratulations, Dwight. I mean, welcome back. Obviously, the experience helped you out.
Yeah, you learn from your mistakes. You learn that the name game is hard and that John looks for loopholes and that Russ is really good at the name game and not good at top scorers.
What a weird
night. Except for the tiebreaker. I don't know.
Yeah. I got my ass kicked in name game and I won something that was draft based.
I know. Makes no sense. Yeah. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the Dynasty Game Night. Once again, thank you to DLF for hosting us, and we'll be back with you with another episode at some point in the 2019 season, we promise. See ya.
Maybe.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night,
we'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night,
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night,
guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With the dummy.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.